out in the east.
In West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia. So tell us about your music sensibility. What inspires you as a general principle, the music you listen to and the music you play. You play with so many different people. It's kind of an insane list of people you play with.
It's schizophrenic. You can say it. It's okay.
I love it, though. I love it. But
I grew up listening to music in the 70s in West Virginia. And for one thing, you know, radio in the 70s was one of the things I love about WOZ is it reminds me of that, you know, that era when you could just hear so many different kinds of things in the span of an hour. You know, it's not like the format radio that you get most of the time now. And so, you know, I would listen to Bootsy Collins and then The Carpenters and then, Deep Purple. And that would all be like in one set. So that kind of informed my listening. Of course, when I was growing up in West Virginia, the last thing I wanted to do was listen to country music or Appalachian music because I wanted to listen to rock and roll as a kid. And so I pursued that for a long time, and I played guitar with Bob Mould for a tour of his. And then when I came down to New Orleans for the first time and started spending more and more time down here, I took a long trip down from New York and just drove, and it was the first time I'd been back down south in a long time. And I know that West Virginia is an entirely different kind of south than New Orleans, but there's just something about being below the Mason-Dixon that kind of reminded me how I had grown up, and I started reconnecting with a lot of the music that I heard but, you know, didn't focus on at the time. And there's so much great storytelling in country music and, mm-hmm. you know, Americana music. And Kim and I started making music together and decided that that's what we wanted to focus on. Kim had her own musical journey to this place, too.
It was much less interesting. I played trumpet in a ska band, you know, above the Mason-Dixon line in the mid-'90s, like touring around.
But she played on the Warped Tour.
Yeah, we played on the Warped Tour. And, you know, my background was like Green Day and AFI, and he was like Bootsy Collins. I was like, what's wrong with this guy? But yeah, we started a band as a couple, thinking this would be a great way to not fight, having read apparently zero musical biographies whatsoever, and. It turns out it's a great way to be a band.
Yeah, the relationship changed, and Kim's now married to Ray Lopez, who's a great...
Of NOLA Mixed Martial Arts here in town.
As can be heard on a fantastic Troubled Man podcast.
Oh, my God.
Renee Coman.
Coman plus.
Just going to kind of, like, cross-market here.
Yeah, I love it.
But the band endured.
Well, you're talking about, you know, different aspects of your music, but one of the things that really resonates with me is the beautiful harmonies and melodies that you're playing, and that's definitely part of your roots, that you can't deny that.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking about this last night. I first started singing in choirs in school and in church.
Same.
And you know, and I love harmony singing, and adding Rurik to the band now, too, has made that even more exciting for us, because now we have three voices. And so I keep returning to that, you know, as it has to do with the songs that we choose to play when we're picking covers, or we'll put harmonies in songs that haven't had harmonies before, and then the stuff that we write together too is definitely harmony focused.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful. I'll tell you that it's definitely having an impact on us here in the station. We're really feeling the music, and hope everybody out in radio land is feeling it. You could also watch this live on Facebook. We're live streaming it right now and return to it in our archives as well. Loose Cattle performing live here at WWOZ. I hope you have one more for us.
Oh, you do, as a matter of fact.
Awesome.
And it starts with harmonies.